Let's keep it going with what's trending. All right, it's a Friday, so let's give you some good vibes, but first some bad vibes.
What?
College Football Report comes out and says, college football team tears for the upcoming season. Brigham in the bad category at the very bottom there. Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Washington State, Wake Forest, BYU among Power Four teams, right? Not good. You combine that with the 4.5 win projections, multiple now out of Vegas, Spence. And the standard is not very high for the BYU Cougars this fall in football.
I want it off my screen now.
It's off.
Get that garbage off the screen. It's weird to see BYU at the bottom. I'm not sure that BYU even hit that tier following the 4-9 2017 season.
No, if you're just going from last year into this year, like maybe, but it's more than just 1 year, I would think.
No, this is a Friday show. It's time that we have some
crank it up.
Feel-good vibes, okay? And we're going to do so specifically with the BYU football version of Let's Make a Deal. All right. Don't you automatically feel better right now?
I actually do. I don't know why.
All right. The music alone changes everything, okay? Here's how this is going to work. Our fabulous producer, Colton Potter, has prepared six different scenarios. And within those scenarios are season results for BYU, which include record, best wins. There's a bowl game involved.
Okay.
It is now up to Jerem and I to decide if we are going to take what's behind door number one, door number two, or press our luck with door number three.
I defer to the second half.
In Let's Make a Deal. All so, right. Colton.
Let's go.
Start us off and present Jerem with what's behind door number one.
All right, Jerem. We'll get started. Door number one. BYU goes 6-7, which means they make a bowl game.
Okay.
They have three Big 12 wins. At Baylor, versus Kansas, versus Houston. Their best win at SMU, worst loss at Arizona State, but they lose to UAB
in
the Armed Forces Bowl.
Again!
Are you taking this, or are you seeing what's behind door number two?
First off, no red alert in the Armed Forces Bowl, apparently.
Why did it have
Not
to be UAB?
Again, the Fighting Trogdors. Arizona State's a terrible loss. I like making a bowl game, but I don't like 3-6.
It's a guaranteed bowl game, though.
But it is a guaranteed bowl game.
Not a losing season.
I have to think that there is a better scenario behind one of the other two doors. Give me door number two.
All right. Well, we'll come back to you. We'll go to Spencer's door number one.
I want my next. First option.
Spencer, I got a little creative with you.
Go.
5-8 record. BYU goes 5-7, but gets into a bowl game as a 5-7 team.
Wow.
Three Big 12 wins at Utah. Versus Arizona State.
Oh, beat Utah.
Versus Kansas State. So best wins at Utah versus Houston, but they lose to Army in the Independence Bowl.
Look at this win too, dude. Look at this win.
Dang you, Colton Potter.
Kansas State.
You're tugging at my emotions and some serious aspects of what matters most to BYU fans, which clearly is beating your rival. But 5-8? 5-8. And you're going to send me back to Shreveport? Heck no! I'm not going back to Shreveport, even if it does mean BYU beats Utah. No, 5-8.
Not good enough.
And Shreveport?
Not good enough.
Not good enough to overcome even, or sorry. Yeah, it's not good enough for me to take it even with the win at Utah. So I'm passing on door number one. And
bigger than
maybe
Utah.
We'll get burned. I don't know.
But if the win versus Utah keeps them out of the playoff?
Oh, now if he had included that nugget, then maybe we're having a different conversation.
They don't make the Big 12 title game. They're not one of the top 12 teams. It's their third loss.
Loss to BYU bumps Utah out of the college football
playoff. All right, let's go to Jerem's door number two then. All right.
Here we go.
You chose the wrong door.
4-8. Next.
Two Big 12 wins at Utah, at Arizona State. Worst loss at Wyoming.
No.
No bowl game.
No. That's no.
4-8.
No.
Now you're...
No.
Now we're having conversations about people losing jobs and stuff.
No. People are losing jobs on that one.
Even if you beat Utah.
Nah.
But same thing. Utah.
At Wyoming, a loss? Well, there's a lot of them.
This keeps Utah out of the playoff because BYU is considered a bad loss.
No.
I figured that would be an easy one, but everyone has to have at least one bad option.
Okay. All right.
So let's go to Spencer's door number two.
Let's do it.
All right. 8-5 record, 5 Big 12 wins, a win over Kansas State, Baylor, Houston, Kansas, and UCF.
Okay.
Best win at versus Kansas State. You lose at Arizona State, but you beat Oklahoma in the Liberty Bowl.
Vengeance!
You don't beat Utah, though. So are you taking this deal, or are you seeing what's behind door number three?
That's it. Listen. Kansas is a good win. At UCF's a good win. Kansas State's a good win.
Any deal game
How do you not take that?
Like, this is like if you have $250,000 guaranteed in deal or no deal.
Like, play for half a mil.
There are two options up. There's like a million is still on the board, or you get like $5. Okay,
I'm taking $250 in that.
Yes.
Is this the high end though for you? You know what I mean? Would door number three be any better than that?
I'm always intrigued to see, what if they're hiding something just glorious behind door
Colton
number three?
Sneaky that way.
Maybe it's a winning record with a win over Utah as well.
Is 7-6 with a win versus Utah better than an 8-5 without Utah?
I honestly probably would take that.
Look at this, though. You're beating Kansas State. You're beating UCF. You're beating Oklahoma.
I know.
I would take that if I was you. I would take that one.
Does door number three include a winning record and a win over Utah? That's where I'm hung up. Like, do I want to press my luck?
And you typically do.
I'm going against the grain then. I'm taking the deal. Give me that 8-5.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Give me
that
8-5.
That's a good one. I like that.
What does the banker have to say? I want my money.
Are we going to see his door number three right now?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we see that right now?
Okay. What was behind door number three for me?
Spencer's door number three, 7-6.
No! Gosh!
At Utah's the best win, 4 Big 12 wins. Utah, Arizona, Houston.
Lost to Rutgers!
But you lose to Rutgers in the guaranteed rate bowl.
You have a winning record, and you beat Utah. It was exactly what I projected.
Would you have taken that?
Yes.
Even with the loss to Rutgers.
Yes, because you beat Utah and you have a winning record.
No, door two is way better. Okay, my turn now to see if I would do a similar.
All right, Jeremy.
We'll see.
Let's see what your door number three is.
Right. I'm stuck with
this. You made the right choice.
9-4
record.
Let's go.
5 Big 12 wins. Best win versus Oklahoma State. You beat Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Arizona, Kansas, Houston. And you beat NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
And we get, lost to Utah.
Okay,
I would take this. A million out of them.
9-4?
9-4? Are you kidding me? What a bounce back for BYU suddenly, right? 4 more wins, winning record in league. Great win against Oklahoma State, who got away from you in, double OT last year. That's a tough loss at Arizona State because they're not good.
There's a big win hangover, maybe.
You beat Garrett 2J and NC State in the Wolfpack. Plus, you get the Pop-Tarts. That's a fun bowl that they went viral with that. So, yeah, I love that. Jared. Obviously, you want a win versus Utah. 8-5 with a win versus Utah, greater than 9-4 without one. But you're 8-5 with the win against Oklahoma in the bowl game.
That's great.
That's a nice season.
That's great. Yes.
A nice season.
Yes.
This is nicer, but that's a nice season.
Can you even go there mentally right now? 9-4. Like, can you see a path where BYU wins 8 games in the regular season, and they win a bowl game?
It's just tough right now. Because right now, I have a hard time looking at mostly unproven BYU quarterback room and feeling like BYU's going to outplay all these quarterbacks in the Big 12. Certainly, that could happen. We didn't see men's hoops doing what they did this year and BYU going to Kansas winning and being as good as they were in the league. So it can happen, Spence. But right now, that I'm hitting the roof a little bit there as we take a look at the schedule.
Yeah.
And we've identified, Spence, that there are only 3 probable wins on this schedule. And there's only one that's guaranteed, and it's that first one. At SMU is a tough game. AAC champs, new ACC team. It is the Power 5, Power 4 non-conference schedule game. But at Wyoming is not a guaranteed win, bro. And then in league... But the only one that feels more winnable is at Arizona State.
Can you even give me 50-50 games? Because I went through this list and was like, okay, we think that there are three wins on there, but how many 50-50 games are there? Maybe that will make me feel better. I'm looking at, okay, at SMU, no. SMU should be a clear favorite
in
that game.
They should be a 60-40
at Wyoming can be a 50-50 game. Kansas State might be picked to win the conference.
That's not a 50-50.
No.
That's Kansas State's
at Baylor, another 50-50 game for me.
Yes.
So many question marks to them. Home to Arizona? Nope.
BYU's
a dog. They were too good last year. Home to Oklahoma State?
BYU dog.
at UCF.
BYU dog.
Rough on the road, two time zones. Wait, underdog.
BYU dog.
Versus Kansas late in the season.
We'll see where BYU's at and where Kansas is at.
But I'm not ready to call that a 50-50 game
yet. I have Kansas by three in that.
Okay. So it's like that's like a 60-40 game for me.
Yes.
At Arizona State is more of a 50-50 game.
That could be a BYU is actually a road favorite.
And Houston, BYU will be, I believe they will
BYU
be a favorite
that
in that game.
Yes.
So I've only got like maybe three 50-50 games on there as well.
Yeah. It's
BYU's going to have to stun some teams. If they're going to win. They're going to win six regular season games, let alone eight.
Or, yeah.
They're going to have to upset some teams yes. and surprise the experts in the desk.
They're going to have to be way better than they were last year. Way better. And you're going to have the ball go your way a couple times. You're going to have to stay healthy. You're going to have to make a kick here or there to win something. Yeah, it did go BYU's way against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State to end the season. It did not.
They need the ball to bounce in their favor. Can we play the music again? Can we play the Let's Make a Deal music as we read the question of the day one more time? this makes you feel
good.
Go
number three, my homie.
Our question of the day. Which of these things do you care about the most when it comes to BYU football in 2024? Option A, make a bowl game. Option B, a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
Option C, beat your rival. And option D, just be better than last year.
It is wild what the results are right now. 30% make a bowl game, 20% winning record, 30% beat your rival, 20% better than last year.
How are you answering that question?
Winning record is my answer.
Yes, I feel strongly that BYU, if they could finish 7-6, then we can call that a legitimate step forward.
Yeah.
This is a clear step forward. 6-7 won't do it, but 7-6 will do it.
Yeah.
And 7-6 with a win over Utah would certainly do it.
That'd be one of the bigger wins in BYU history, given the preseason prognostications.
Oh, Thomas Kelly on X Answers. The option is it's beating BYU's rival for sure. Even if they accomplish the others while losing to Utah, I'll consider the season a bust.
Wow.
So you wouldn't take the 9-4 deal that Jerem made?
It's a little much, Thomas Kelly.
Wow.
A little hashtag, much.
It's giving them a lot of credit, right? It's giving the rival a lot of clout.
We don't want to do that on this program.
Hashtag BYUSN on X, Facebook, and Instagram. But if it keeps them out of the playoff, then maybe we can
have
a conversation.
Yes. Join us for a 1-hour special where we're not going to play Let's Make a Deal. We'll just make it a big deal. We'll be there. 2 Eastern time tomorrow at the Gilbert Regional Park. We're going to be in Phoenix tonight. We might go to the D-backs game tonight. So come hang out.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation about tickets. I want a good seat, man.
Let's do it.
Up next, BYU's all-time leading scorer and BYU TV basketball analyst Tyler Haas goes one-on-one with Jerem to discuss the Cougars roster and expectations in year one under Kevin Young. This is BYU Sports Nation.
You paying for the tickets?
Keeping Gallon and Richie was the biggest thing. They're the heart of the team, along with Bruce.
Happy Friday once again. We are live in Studio B with your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan, the big winner, and Let's Make a Deal.
Yay. Cougar Stats tweeted the following in reaction to Let's Make a Deal from last segment. Let's Make a Deal on BYUSN has devolved into, will you sell your soul to the devil to beat Utah? With a Peyton Manning gift going, come on, man. So that was fun.
Listen, I've come to grips with my 8-5 and not beating Utah. That's a great scenario.
I would rather have a better season and not beat Utah than beat Utah and have a bad season.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let's
get that out
there. For sure.
Okay, lots going on in men's hoops, obviously. So this morning I spoke with the all-time leading scorer in BYU history, Tyler Haas, about the roster, recruiting, coaching, expectations, all of that. Jackson Robinson, Noah Waterman. Here's my conversation with one of the GOATs of BYU basketball. Tyler, what's good, man? How you doing?
I am doing great, Jerem. Thanks for having me on, man.
I can't wait for a home basketball game where we can be in this studio talking about Cougar hoops. It'll be here before we know it. We have a lot to talk about, and let's begin with kind of the news of yesterday, which is Jackson Robinson continues at the Combine. And, there's a report that if he does come back to college, probably going to Kentucky. Then there's Noah Waterman, who jumped in the portal on the last day, and he was seen visiting with the Louisville staff. Do you have any hope that either of those two guys could come back to BYU?
I mean, yes. The short answer is yes. Would love to see those guys back in BYU blue, but who knows? You know, the college landscape right now is just crazy. And so those guys, you know, are testing their options and trying to see what's out there. But would love to see both of those guys back. I wouldn't be surprised if, yeah, they end up at Louisville or Kentucky. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I think that's priority number one, is trying to recruit your own guys back. And, you know, we definitely have seen the value and how they fit with this this core group of BYU guys. And so I'd love to see them back. I think BYU is a great spot for them and allows them to showcase who they are and their skill set. But yeah, who knows, man?
Jackson Robinson is hoping to go pro either this year or next year. Do you feel like he's ready right now, or would another year be good for him?
I think another year would be good for him. I do think he is pro ready, but you know, another year in college sports is not the worst thing right now, especially in the Big 12. You know, I think it just adds another layer of experience for him and another step forward as far as playing against high level competition and developing his game. And so, you know, I think it's probably been an amazing experience going through the draft process and competing against those guys that will get drafted. You know, I went through that whole process, was a part of a number of workouts. And so I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about, you know, my game and where the areas that I needed to work on. And so, you know, from my experience, I would have loved one more year to be able to go, okay, yeah, this is what they're looking for. These are the holes in my game, and this is where I need to get better. And so, I do think he is a pro talent. I think he can make an NBA roster and provide good minutes. I mean, his length, his athleticism, his shooting ability, his ability to stretch the floor. I mean, we've seen him step up in really, really big moments and hit big shots this last year. And so I do think he's pro ready, but one more year of experience in high level college basketball wouldn't be a bad thing.
In Kevin Young's press conference, he mentioned that he wants BYU to be the place for young men to come to develop and go to the NBA. BYU's not had a great history of this, Tyler. What actually has to happen for BYU to be that kind of place?
Well, I think, you know, a couple of thoughts. One, I think trying to change the narrative around the type of BYU guys is something that Kevin Young, I think he wants to do and is capable of doing. You know, his history and track record, the guys that he's worked with, the guys that he's developed in the NBA, you know, it speaks for itself, right? The relationships he's developed. And so I think, you know, people have this perception of the BYU guys that, you know, they can shoot and they can't play defense. And I think, I think that narrative is going to change. I think Kevin Young is going to, you know, bridge that gap of, you know, bringing NBA guys around. You know, he's still trying to round out his staff and the type of players that he wants to bring in. Lots of scholarships open, and so I think the type of talent that he attracts. I think, you know, the guys that are going to come and, you know, be around the program, cheer for the program. I mean, we've seen a number of NBA guys already talk about Kevin Young and what he has done for them. And so I think just, you know, bridging that gap of NBA and BYU, I think Kevin Young's the right guy to push that forward.
One of those guys BYU hopes eventually makes it in that capacity as a top 100 guy that BYU swung, and Brody Kozlowski, who has a similar skill set to Noah Waterman. Does getting Brody ease the pain of potentially losing Noah, Tyler?
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah, I Brody is an incredible talent. I've known Brody for a long time now, and I mean, his ability to shoot the ball is really, really special. It has a great feel for the game. But you know, I first met Brody when he was probably seventh grade. And, you know, we would do some workouts together. And I was just completely amazed at how well he could shoot the ball back then, how high of a release he had, how consistent he shot it. And then to see what he did in high school and in his club team and the success that he had, I think he's a guy that is college ready right now to make a big impact. And he can stretch the floor. You get him good looks, and I mean, he's capable of knocking down six or seven threes in a game, maybe even more if he gets hot. And so I'm really excited to watch him play. But you know, we've seen it, Jerem, this last year, the step forward that Noah took. You know, it was surprising in a lot of ways, just how the intensity was different. He played with an energy and a passion that was noticeably different, you know, on both ends of the floor, rebounding, and his ability to stretch the floor. I think if you can bring Noah back, I mean, you got Noah and Brody there at the four spots, you know, and both those guys are unselfish dudes and, you know, want to play the right way. And so I would love to see the combo of both of them. But Brody definitely helps fill that gap if Noah leaves.
Eight players are on the roster currently, five scholarships available. So the eight are Hall, Saunders, Stewart, Baker, Nell, Foose, Kata, and Kozlowski. Five scholarships available, as mentioned. Is the best player on the team on the roster, or will it be someone that BYU brings in?
That's a tough question. You know, I think you always start with the guys that are there. I think we've seen incredible things out of Foose before, and I think he's a great guy to build around. Capable scorer. He's taken big steps forward in his game. I think the addition of Ali Khalifa last year helped Foose expand his game a little bit, as far as, you know, playing up top and, you know, being able to pass and get other guys involved. But Foose brings an element that I think you have to kind of build around. Kevin Young has been talking big about the talent he's trying to bring in, and, you know, wants to bring size and athleticism in. You see the guys that, you know, they have BYU on their list, like guys like Elijah Crawford, this four-star recruit that was committed to Stanford. I mean, those are the guys that they're attracting right now. That it's high level talent, guys that want to win and are college ready. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all if they bring somebody in that has, you know, a major impact. I'm really excited. Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders, those two dudes, I thought took big steps forward this last season, have a year of experience under their belt in the Big 12. You've got to start with those guys. You add Dawson Baker to that mix, a healthy Dawson Baker. I mean, the short stint that we saw of him last year, I thought was really, really positive. His ability to create his own shot, his shooting ability, his experience. I mean, he's been a part of winning programs and teams. He'll be a big, force in that locker room. Trevin Nell's obviously been, you know, around a long time and can provide a lot of experience. I'm really excited about Kaba. I've known Kaba for a while. And, I tell people this, like, there was only one guy in my whole basketball career playing overseas and playing in college that was more athletic than Kaba. Mm. I've seen Kaba do some stuff that not many guys can do. And so I'm really excited for BYU to see what he brings to the table. A rim protector, and, you know, he's trying to rip the rim off the backboard. And so it'll be really fun.
If Noah Waterman doesn't return, do you need to then start Kaba Keita because you'd just be a little too small, perhaps, with Foose at the five? Because Waterman was 6'11 and could kind of mitigate some of that difference. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the other guys that Kevin Young brings in, right? Yeah. I think they would like someone with size and athleticism, but can also stretch the floor a little bit, and hopefully that's something that Kaba can develop a little more is that outside game. But I wouldn't be surprised if Kaba gets in that starting lineup. I mean, we saw it over and over and over again in the Big 12. It is about athleticism and keeping up with some of these athletes and rebounding and, being able to compete on the defensive end of the floor, having a rim protector. All those things make such a big difference. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all if he creeps into the starting lineup.
We are just under 6 months away from the start of BYU men's basketball season, but here we are talking about it every day. Tyler, we appreciate the time, man.
Hey, thanks, Jerem.
Always good to talk to Tyler Hawes, the all-time leading scorer. Hey, tonight, BYU baseball plays the final two games of the season. Tonight and tomorrow, 7 Eastern, 5 Eastern tomorrow on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. Last night's game went to 12 innings. Cougars lost that one. Get back at it tonight.
If BYU wins the series, Robbie Triano becomes a BYU fan again. That's the deal. Okay?
Okay, then.
Up next, an update to BYU men's basketball and their non-conference schedule. And how about if Utah Valley fielded a football team, would it affect BYU? This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your Friday headlines.
Yesterday, Sarah Todd of the Deseret News put out an article detailing the expectation for Jackson Robinson that if he doesn't stay in the draft, that he'll play at Kentucky. Also, at Cards Companion, X posted a picture saying Noah Waterman out at dinner with the Louisville staff. So certainly being courted since he's in the portal. Remember that Ali Khalifa is going to Louisville as well.
Staying with BYU men's basketball, Ole Miss and NC State are replacing Notre Dame and Arkansas in the Rady Children's Invitational in San Diego, joining BYU and Purdue. BYU's updated non-conference schedule now looks like this with what has been confirmed slash reported. They'll host Queens on November 13th, Idaho on November 16th, the aforementioned Rady Children's Invite, then road games at Wyoming, at Providence in the Big 12 Big East battle, and another home game with Central Arkansas.
Incoming freshman basketball player Delaney Gibb, one of 17 players on the Canada Senior Women's National Team training camp roster. That's pretty impressive out of high school. Gibb, the 77th ranked player on ESPN's 2024 recruiting rankings.
BYU baseball dropped a tough game on the road last night to Kansas State in that series opener, 7-6 in 12 innings. The Cougars trailed 6-0, stormed back to tie the game thanks to a Colin Reuter solo home run with two outs in the ninth, but then ended up losing. BYU's final two games of the season are tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's contest starts at 7 Eastern, tomorrow at 5 Eastern. Listen to both live on BYU Radio.
Men's track and women's track and field as well. 52 entries combined qualified for the NCAA West Regional in Fayetteville, Arkansas, starting next Wednesday.
Former BYU baseball star Andrew Pintar has been on a tear recently, hitting .292, six home runs, 17 runs driven in 32 games this season for the Hillsboro Hops, High A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Just outside of Portland. I've driven by that stadium a bunch of times. The Detroit Lions have waived tight end Isaac Rex. Best of luck to Isaac on trying to find another squad.
And once again, we'll be live at the BYU Fan Fest tomorrow in Gilbert, Arizona, beginning at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time, or is it Arizona time?
You know what? Arizona does its own thing, Spence.
Noon Mountain. So it's 11 o'clock in Arizona
tomorrow.
I never
know if it's daylight, standard. I don't know.
Arizona time.
I don't know.
You can watch it live on BYU TV. Listen on BYU Radio from the Gilbert Regional Park.
It's so confusing. We actually changed the airtime this week.
Indeed.
What time are we on?
Those are today's headlines. Now some opinions in the whip. Cougar Whip Round presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
You just laid out the men's hoop seven games that we know about. Four more in the 11 non-conference games. Remember, 20 Big 12 games. What do you want to see in the final four games?
Give me four quad fours, Jerem.
Just straight garbage.
I agree. Conference games this season. That's two more than BYU played last year. If you're going to play 20 games in the Big 12, and you've got a Big 12 Big East challenge, Providence, you got to go to Wyoming.
And you can play two Final Four teams.
NC State, potentially. Like, there's enough on the schedule already. So, yeah, honestly, if BYU finished it up with maybe one quad three and three quad fours, great. Like, just finish it off, and it's plenty difficult.
Yeah, I want 3-point wins in those final four games. I think that would be awesome. So, yeah. Give me four just whatevers.
Oh, four, sure. How about this? Dave McCann wrote an article for the Deseret News discussing the hypotheticals of Utah Valley University getting a football team. So if UVU fielded a football team at some point in the future, Jerem, how would that affect BYU?
I think it'd be really interesting. What if Utah Valley got a team at some point? Probably would be FCS, would they not be? And then you have the Ricks College model again, where you have a feeder to BYU. And yeah, that'd be awesome. They don't have to feed into BYU, but they certainly could if they wanted to, right?
Yeah, the pipeline.
Power four school right next to you.
Could the pipeline return for BYU, like you referenced, like the Ricks College to BYU thing? Like, would that become that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like there aren't other good programs in the state that BYU is pulling players from, notably Weber State, right? With the Jay Hill tie. Speaking of former Ricks College athletes, Jay Hill.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Harlan. There were a million. Aaron Roderick himself. Yeah.
That could be fun, though. Yeah. If Utah Valley got a team, frankly, more football in the area, great. Let's go.
That'd be awesome. Okay, EA Sports College Football 25 will be released on July 19th. We had a gameplay trailer earlier today. What would be the first offensive play that you run on the new game?
Oh, just deep outs or just whatever, just run to the goal line. I have no idea. Or maybe a trick play like we're watching on BYU TV right now, except I wouldn't hurdle like Tyler Batty did into the helmet of the dude. maybe I do need to go with the trick play.
Right into a guy.
This is well played by our editing crew. They've swayed my opinion. I was just gonna run, you know, four verts or deep outs or something. But yeah, let's run the most diverse, crazy trick play that we can think of. Fake punt on first and 10.
Mundane, halfback draw, give me 2 yards, second and 8.
The Tyler Batty just makes me laugh every time. I'm just excited the game's back.
Yeah,
I need to play the last version, 2014, a few times before I go buy the new.
And you're like, oh, these
version.
Graphics are way better.
Yeah, just to kind of have the juxtaposition of, wow, look at the improvements that have been made in more than a decade.
Isn't it funny how much work will have been done just to have some names on the jerseys?
That is, it is pretty crazy.
Like, ultimately, that's what it came down to. I know it's more than that with people's name, image,
sure,
and likeness.
Sure.
But for the player, for the actual consumer, oh, okay, we have names on the jerseys. Okay. I could download the roster. People were making that.
Yes, they were. The New York Giants are going to be wearing these throwback uniforms this season, and understandably, people are not huge fans of them. So it's hard to explain. It's like a red jersey with just a blue stripe across the middle that goes from front around to the back. The tan pants are awful, Jerem. Awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So which uniforms are uglier? Naturally, this begs the question, is it the BYU bibs or what the Giants are going to roll out at some point this season?
I see red, so.
You're going with red?
I'm going with
100%.
Giants, yeah.
Yes, I agree.
As much as I don't
and
like the bibs.
Predominantly red.
Yeah.
If it were more blue and a red stripe, okay, now maybe I can deal with it a little better. No.
Yeah.
I'm going with the bibs. I want the bibs to come back for at least one game at some point in the future.
Gosh.
Just like.
No.
You do not want that.
I wouldn't mind
I want one game.
I wouldn't mind like a well-placed tan jersey one time.
You would take tan over the bibs?
The bibs are terrible. Well, no. What I'm saying is if Nike gives us something nice that's tan, because it's going to look gold-ish.
Oh, the bibs for one game.
Yeah.
Oh. Could be quite hilarious. But yeah, I'm taking the bibs over those giant abominations. Yeesh. That's putting it lightly. Up next, our next guest is here to discuss the BYU Cruise. If you haven't heard, they've rented an entire boat, and it's taking to the seas next April.
That'd
Troy
be awesome.
Dunn is the man who is organizing it all behind the scenes. He will join us to tell us all how you can get involved and what the heck's going to happen on the boat. This is BYU Sports Nation. We're going live from the boat,
this
right?
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B. Happy Friday, everyone. Alongside Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Linton. We played Let's Make a Deal. We're feeling good. Why not go on a cruise and do so with a bunch of famous BYU people? You know, not speaking of
We're
us.
Not talking about us. We're talking about fact, actual
talking
famous
about
people.
Actual yeah. important people. Yeah. And the man who is organizing all of it is Troy Dunn. He is the CEO and founder of Charter King. You've teamed up with BYU to create Cruisin' with the Cougs.
Yeah. TV star Troy Dunn. Yeah.
Late April. Welcome to BYU.
What's up, Troy? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you. That's very nice
What's
of you
up,
to
dude?
Say. Yeah, we are. You know, I spent my whole life as a Cougar fan, but I never lived in Utah. I've always been down on the East Coast. And one of the frustrations, and I speak for a lot of people, is being a Cougar fan that's not in the Wasatch Front, you don't get a lot of access to everybody. You know, it's like a tailgate every other year. And when, of course, we show up in droves. So we decided what would be the greatest tailgate in the history of Cougar Town. And it's absolutely to take over a ship. So it's never been done before. 3,300 passengers, 100% of them are BYU fans. There'll be nobody on the ship that isn't part of this organization and this group. The list, I have to tell you, I have to have a
cheat sheet. The list, it's impressive.
Because every single day, I'm not even exaggerating when I say every single day, we have people who are reaching out to us, former BYU legends, celebrities, movie stars, musicians, and they're like, how do I get on? How can I be there? And so they keep sending me this list. So I have to tell you, I mean, you probably have in front of you.
Ooh, is it breaking news right now?
Well, there is four that they're going to release this week. I don't know if I'm the one that's allowed to say it. If I said to you, name the 10 greatest BYU football legends you can think of, I'm going to guess seven of them are on the cruise for sure.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Some of which we can't even say because we're waiting for security clearances and things. But whatever. Yeah. So you know Coach Satake is going to be there with his entire family.
Of course.
Tom Homo, Jennifer Rockwood, Chad Lewis, Robbie Bosco, Jimmer Fredette, Austin Colley, Heather Olmstead, Tyler Hawes, Max Hall, Jake Twilson, Lee Johnson, Hans Olsen, TJ Hawes, Spencer, and Jerem.
Yep.
You're on our celebrity list.
I'm happy we even made that.
The ship.
Yes, we are.
So we made sure that the ship has literally amped up their Wi-Fi power to the satellite because we want to make sure you get a clear signal.
Hey, we can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We've got so we're going to be on. We're going to be at sea on a Sunday. So our Sunday morning will be Hillary Weeks, the legendary, amazing musician Hillary Weeks. We'll do it. The Truman Brothers will do a fireside. Steve Solberg, not on Sunday. Steve Solberg has a comedy special on Hulu right now. He's killing it on a national sold-out tour. He's doing an entire comedy show. Let's see, who do we have? We just signed Savannah Stevenson. Actually, bless her heart, she reached out to us. She's an amazing Broadway star, wonderful Latter-day Saint. She reached out and said, what can I do to be a part of the cruise? We're like, a Broadway show? So she'll be coming. We're bringing her and her family from London. Like, I'm trying
Very
to tell
cool.
you, this is so this is not a cruise. This is an experience that is just happening on a ship. But for those who are like, well, I've been on cruises, that's not what this is. This is it's taking BYU and turning it into its own floating city and doing it for an entire week.
Which is incredible.
When did this idea begin? Like, who generated this thing and allowed it to get the steam that it has, and now it's a thing?
So having lived in Florida for 28 years, through my whole television career, I commuted to LA from Florida.
Yeah.
We cruise as often as you snowboard. Like, we're just always on a ship. So when we finally moved out to Utah and I made a few friends at BYU, I said, can I speak on behalf of every Cougar fan who doesn't get to come every Saturday to a game? Could we do something life-changing for BYU fans? Could we gather? Maybe it happens once in our lifetime, but could we get every legend, every sport, every, and they're like, I don't know. What if we rented a whole ship? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like a whole ship. Like, I don't think we'd get on a boat. I'm talking about a 3,000 passenger ship. And they said, I don't see how you could pull that off. Anyway, I will say, it only became possible because Mountain America stepped up in a very big way. Thank you, Sterling, CEO of Mountain America. He's the one that really granted the wish. And
wow.
And it took off from there. It's really, and any LDS celebrity in sports, music, comedy, they're coming.
That's great.
It's exciting. How do people sign up if they want to
go? BYUcruise.com, BYUcruise.com. Or you can call toll free 844. Nobody ever remembers that, but it's 844 BYU Boat.
Awesome.
And it's selling out rapidly. Like, you can't wait. It's a year from now. but you won't have it. You don't have a year to get a cabin on this thing. And you can do it with a lousy $250 deposit. Like, you can just go grab a cabin so you know you're going. And we will be announcing four new celebrities next Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah. April 11th through the 18th.
11th through the 18th.
And you'll be out of LA, right?
Going out of Los Angeles, down to Ensenada, going down to Cancun, going down to Puerto Vallarta. You won't care if we float in circles and never get off the ship. Every hour of the day, there is BYU activities happening. Coach Satake literally said he would only come if he could lead the belly flop contest.
Okay.
True story. True story.
And he will win it.
He would say that.
Hey, we appreciate the time, Troy. Looking forward to it. Great information, great efforts, and you're a celebrity in your own right. So another celebrity.
Thanks for coming on.
On the boat.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us, Troy.
Guys, take care.
Okay, Troy and the gang will be down with us at the Fan Fest tomorrow in Gilbert Regional Park.
Yeah.
Gilbert, Arizona, Saturday, May 18th, tomorrow, 2 Eastern time. We got a live 1-hour special from the Fan Fest.
Yeah, we're going to need the cruise ship and some water in 104 degrees.
We're going to need some water, that's for sure.
We'll wrap up today's show with more responses to our question of the day, including who got the elite voice of the day in our poll question. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Station is on demand. Download the free BYU TV and BYU radio apps, or listen to the pod, subscribe, rate, and
our question of the day: which of these things do you care about the most when it comes to BYU football in 2024? Making a bowl game, a winning record, beating your rival, or just being better than last year? Right now, winning the vote with 32% is beat your rival.
That matters a lot to a third of the audience.
Ben Peterson on X answers, winning record. He agrees with us. Yeah. That would be better than last year and get you to a bowl game. I know people get worked up about Utah, but if they had a winning season, it wouldn't really matter what happened at Utah.
Being and doing positivity yourself is greater than your enemy's negativity. Does that make sense?
I know we all love good schadenfreude, but it's, come on. Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, from Kent Stevens on X, who says, I'll say a winning record because it accomplishes at least 3 of these goals.
Yeah, you get to a bowl game, you had the winning record, and you were better than last year. So there you go.
Today's Rise and Shout Out, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Lainey Gibb, women's hoop signee in the Canada Senior Women's National Team camp. She just graduated high school, or she's about to. That's incredible.
Whew. Our thanks to today's guests, Tyler Haas and Troy Dunn.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta. Are you going on the cruise?
For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Lipton. Shout out to Jim McMahon. We'll see you tomorrow at the Phoenix Fan Fest at 2 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio. Go Cougs!